Thank you, Eamon, for joining us today. Eamon O'Sullivan is an inspector for the Health and Safety Authority for over 20 years, and he works as our expert on slips, trips and falls. What are we going to talk about today?
Thanks, Sean. Today I'd like to talk about slips on ice at work and give listeners practical step-by-step approach to assessing and preventing ice slips. We're focusing on slips outside on naturally occurring ice. Unlike most slips, ice slips don't require a surface with poor grip. When it's cold enough, ice can form on any surface and pose a slip risk. Ice slip risk factors include cold weather, activities, location, and poor communication.
So why do workplaces need to worry about ice slips?
Slips, trips and falls account for about 1 in 5 of all notified work accidents. Over a fifth of slips, trips and falls lead to over a month of work. This is significantly higher than other accident triggers. Slips, trips and falls tragically can lead to death.
And do we know where work ice slips happen or where they can happen?
Slips happen in every work sector. Over half of ice slips happen in transport, healthcare and public administration. Many ice slips at work involve walkways, car parks and vehicles.
So who would typically get hurt in ice slips at work, or who can get hurt?
Slips, trips and falls are a universal risk. They could affect anyone at work in any sector. Ice slips are more likely for people outside during icy conditions, often in December and January, and in transport, healthcare and public administration sectors.
So is there a particular time of year or time, you know, where these ice slips happen?
We know that December and January are high risk for ice slips, and many slips occur from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. in those months.
And how do these ice slips at work happen?
The science behind exactly why ice is so slippery remains something of a mystery. When the weather is cold enough for water to freeze, people who walk on that ice could slip. For ice slips, consider 4 relevant factors: cold weather, activities, location, and poor communication.
So what does the law require about ice slips at work?
Our Safety Act says that the employer should provide a safe place of work with safe ways of working. Employers must complete a slip, trip and fall risk assessment. Regulations say that floors and other surfaces should not be slippery. Employers should provide slip-resistant footwear if needed. Employees should wear slip-resistant footwear if provided, and they should report dangers such as icy surfaces.
Is there anything that our listeners can do now about ice slips at work?
For ice slips at work, employers should assess risks including cold weather, activities, location and poor communication, and then put controls in place to prevent ice slips. At www.hsa.ie/ice, we have advice that will help employers with this approach.
In terms of risk assessments, what do employers need to do to assess ice slips at work and the risks involved?
For ice slips at work, employers could assess risk from cold weather activities and locations. Cold weather can be a particular issue in December and January, and snow ice warnings from weather services can help assess the risk. High-risk activities could include vehicles walking on snow and ice and clearing snow and ice. High-risk locations could include walkways, car parks, entrances and third-party premises.
What should employers do after this risk assessment?
After the risk assessment, it's very important to put controls in place as needed. Advice from the weather services on snow and ice warnings should help. Avoid high-risk activities, vehicles, walking on snow and ice, and take care clearing snow and ice. Take extra care in high-risk locations, walkways, car park entrances and third-party premises. Provide the proper footwear as needed and consider the sample dynamic risk assessment at www.hsa.ie/ice.
And have you got any closing words or final messages for people listening about ice slips at work?
Thanks. We have lots of advice and guidance at www.hsa.ie/ice. Employers should assess and control ice slip risks and consider the dynamic risk assessment at that webpage.
That's perfect. Thanks very much, Eamon. I appreciate that.